It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary. African leaders met over the weekend in Banjul, the capital of Gambia, for their twice-yearly summit. Among the key issues discussed was peacekeeping on the African continent. NPR's Ofebio Quist-Arkton covered the summit and sent this report.
Sing for joy, O Africa, the Lord your God is risen upon you.
Gambian children serenaded African leaders as they filed in and out of the conference center outside Banjul. But often, business of the day at the well-attended and busy African Union summit was anything but uplifting. Continental conflicts were again top of the agenda. Among them, a fresh crisis in Somalia, the continuing violence in Sudan's Darfur region, and no war, but no peace either, in Ivory Coast. And yet the continent and its partners ceaselessly call for African solutions to African problems. Is this possible? Nigeria's President Olusegun Obasanjo has dispatched a contingent to Sudan's Darfur region as part of an African Union peacekeeping initiative to try to end 3 years of violence there.
We have always said to the world that we have the men, that we don't have the resources. And if the world wants us to keep peace on behalf of the world, if we provide the men, they should be able to provide us the fund, and we will do the job.
So it's as simple as that.
But is it that simple? United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan had individual talks with many African leaders at the Banjul summit, particularly those whose countries are in crisis. And the question of African Union troops in Sudan's Darfur region was raised again. The peacekeepers are overstretched and woefully underfunded. Now they've been asked to stay on for an extra 3 months to the end of the year. The United Nations is ready to take over a fully-fledged peacekeeping operation, but despite signing a peace accord with the main Darfur rebel group, the Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir has vowed never to allow UN troops into Darfur, saying it would be a foreign occupation force. In response to a question from NPR at a news conference, Kofi Annan said he still hoped to be able to convince President Bashir to change his mind.
President Bashir has said what you have indicated he said, but you know, in the world of politics, things change. We hear never, forever, and yet it does come around. And so I'm still expecting that in time there will be a UN peacekeeping force deployed to Darfur.
So, is this a case of brinkmanship by the Sudanese president, and in return for what? Kofi Annan's response.
I'm not sure if it's brinkmanship. You're dealing with a leader who may have genuine difficulties and genuine reasons for the position he's taken, and it is my responsibility to explain to him why they will need the assistance of the international community. And I think we had a constructive conversation this morning, and we're going to build on that.
So it appears that trying to find money to fund African Union peacekeeping initiatives is just one of the problems for the continent. Persuasive and subtle diplomacy is also needed to convince reluctant leaders to allow foreign troops onto their sovereign territory. Meanwhile, vulnerable African civilians remain the chief casualties as fighting and violence continue. But African leaders also say praise where praise is due for efforts being made trying to keep the continental peace. Jean Ping is the foreign minister of Gabon in Central Africa, which has military officers in Darfur and troops in other African hotspots. Gabon is also sending soldiers to the Democratic Republic of Congo to ensure security for the scheduled elections in the DRC at the end of the month. The Gabonese minister spoke in a noisy summit conference corridor.
The majority of conflicts in Africa have been solved by the African themselves, by the African by themselves alone. But we need support, and it is not an easy solution. What is important is that we are moving forward.
My name is Jinit Said, and I am the Commissioner for Peace and Security of the African Union.
Now, when the African Union came into being, the idea was that one of the most important things was that it would end conflicts on the continent. But take any region in Africa, for example, the Horn of Africa. Sudan, the Darfur conflict, 3 years in, Somalia. With the problems with the African Union force in Darfur, now the African Union is talking about sending troops to Somalia, can it?
And when the UN is not in position to do something, Africa is left with no other option than to look at what can be done at the level of Africa. That's the case in Somalia. The UN went there and they left. So now the region and Africa is looking at what can be done at the level of Africa.
And Sudan's Darfur conflict is seen very much as the test case for African peacekeeping on the continent. The jury is still out on its overall performance. But with only 7,000 troops and a weak mandate covering a huge region the size of France, the African Union force has had monumental problems trying to monitor a much-violated ceasefire in Darfur, keep the peace, and protect millions of civilians. Ofebia Kwisdat, NPR News, Banjul.